Welcome to episode 183 of Both Down, the number one Blood Bowl podcast.
Entering season three of Blood Bowl.
That's right. This is Steve, a.k.a. Kilowoggy. With me, as always, is the real Scott Prime.
Yeah, I am the real Scott Prime. There's fake ones out there.
Of course there are. Everybody wants to be you.
I don't know why that would be, but okay.
But yeah, we are back even sooner than a week this time because we just saw the drop of the new GW stuff.
Yes, yeah, so last night I had a family get together.
Yeah.
It's my stepmom's retirement. So we had my uncle, who you've had his food before, he cooked a bunch of brisket, a bunch of ribs, a bunch of like chicken, some hot links. It was amazing.
You're just saying this to rub it in my face?
Dude, his mac and cheese is like insane. Just insane. Baked beans. He got at my parents at like 4:30 a.m. with a smoker. He cooked. We went there. We ate at 5 o'clock. After it was all said and done, we went over to a buddy's house to watch the wrestling pay-per-view or the whatever they're called, pay-per-view live events. Or premium live events, I guess is what they're called now, PLEs, that I didn't watch at noon yesterday. So I just stayed away from social media. So I went, my shoulders were killing me, absolutely killing me yesterday. And so I took some meds for it, like near the end of the night, came home, went to sleep. When you sent me this thing this morning, I rolled over and I like glanced at it. And then like, I thought I was still like, kind of like... medical hungover from it,
right?
Like the pain meds were still in me and I was kind of like delirious, and then like I just like sat it down like it was nothing. And then I started thinking, like, I know today's Labor Day, maybe it's like a jokey, like a April Fool's type day somewhere else, and this is like really. And then I was like, oh wait a second, I'll go back, oh this really is Warhammer community. And then I was like, well, maybe I should read this. And then I was like, this can't be real. Because despite what anybody believes, we had no knowledge of this.
No. And as I have answered so many people today, but as I keep telling people,
me too,
we get information 2 weeks before everything goes on sale. That has consistently been what it is. With this information, they do not say when it goes on sale.
Yeah. And if people remember the last time there was an edition, we got a leaked copy, but not from GW.
Right. That was from China when everybody got the leaked copy. So if the rumors are true, which they hit the nail on the head on the teams and stuff, then guessing this will be on sale at the end of the month. So we'll probably get preview information 2 weeks.
I think we'll be giving it to everybody, but personally, yeah. I think it's going to be later, but that's just a me thing.
It should be. It should be, you know.
And they're not going to have enough copies, so just be ready. Some of us aren't going to get a copy because they're going to do what they do with like Kill Team. They're going to send out 5 copies to every store and go, sorry. And it's going to be painful. I tell you what, I wouldn't have bet my life that Bretonians weren't coming back, but I would be one less finger today if you would have told me you want to make a bet. I would have lost money.
Our plan is to basically just go through the announcement and talk about each bit, but I will say to start off with, I've already got a message on the NAF from someone going, the world's longest mic drop, because they're like, see, Bretonians are back. Maybe, you know, essentially like, you know, the president who got outed was right to want him back. No. This is going to be a completely new team. Bretonians, as they were replaced by nobility. And there was so little difference between the two, it made no sense to bring back Bretonians. So that argument now is dead. And guess what? Good thing we didn't bring them back, because we got a whole new team. And when they come in, there'll be all new rules, so we can go from there.
I would think it's also time for the NAF to just drop teams that no longer exist. But
yeah, well,
for another day. Yeah. So yes, despite the 5 text messages, messenger messages of people going, oh boy, you kept that a secret. Thanks a lot.
Did
a
great job.
At this point, I know nobody's going to believe us. We had no clue. For real. I was shocked. I didn't believe it. I still didn't believe it. I can't believe it's Bretonians. And we will talk about this.
Yeah. So I'm just going to read straight from the article, and we will take things as we like as we go. So,
well, when you read, why don't you read a little paragraph?
Yeah.
And then we'll pause, and I'll say, I'll go on, because there's nothing to talk about or whatever.
The year, 2505. The place, the rolling green fields of Bretonnia, or perhaps the shifting dunes of Nekahara. The game, Blood Bowl.
All right, that right there.
Didn't take long.
This is a little fluff thing.
Yeah.
It's always been really easy for Blood Bowl to be like 500 years from our year. I just wish they would have just updated the year to be 2525 and move on.
In the year 2525. That is a very nitpicky thing,
I know, but that's what I wish they would have just done. It'd been so much easier with each new edition. If we get one in 2030, then we just call it 2530. You know,
I'm probably wrong in this, but is this the first time that they directly say the year? Because they have mentioned years before, but they've never said, this is the year X.
That I don't know.
So I think this is the first time.
My old man brain says you're right. Same time, my old man brain's been really a lot wrong lately. So.
Yeah. Which is funny because when you said that, your connection decided to screw up.
Oh, did it?
It kind of fits.
Yeah. Digitized out.
So we got Bretonnia and Nekahara, both from the old school. So that's good.
And we have a little video in between the paragraphs that I just read or just watched right before. I skipped over this by accident. Doesn't show you much at all. So
I like the style of it. It's very medieval text type style.
It's a 27-second video. So
yeah,
it's
cute.
It's a tease. It does what it's supposed to do.
That's right, sports fans. The game of fantasy football is back with a new season. It brings 2 new teams, to begin with, smart rules updates, and roster changes that will shake up team selections across the board. Written by Blood Bowl Fanatics for Blood Bowl Fanatics. This is the definitive edition of the game. It will shake up the meta and keep even the hoariest veterans on their toes.
Okay. So, there's already tons of speculation. Do you think we're going to get actual roster? You think we're going to get roster changes in the fact of, like, they're going to re-release a dwarf team that has, let's just say, just for shits and giggles, 2 throwers, 2 runners, 2 blitzers, 2 troll slayers, and linemen? Or do you think this means, or both, does this mean, take away tackle from all the dwarf blockers, but we're also going to give the blitzers guard, and we're going to give, I don't know, somebody else something else?
Let's look explicitly at what they say. Roster changes that will shake up team selections across the board. So it almost sounds like it's a whole package change. So maybe there's special team skills that you can now take. Craig mentioned that, you know, maybe based on keywords, you can take special team abilities. And that would change roster creation. Because otherwise, if it's every team, that means they have to make some changes to every team. Unless they don't explicitly mean that, and then who knows? There were rumors of all the mixed teams going away. So Chaos Pact, Old World Alliance, etc. That's possible. I mean, do we need 31 official teams? Because Bretonnians would make 31. You know, they could cut out all the mixed races and bring it down some and then decide to do mixed races later. So I don't know.
I really don't know either. When I first read this, I was like, oh, great. They're going to change every team I've ever had. And then the other side of me was like, maybe they're just going to change some like skills up. They could do some, what you said, some styles of teams. I have a brawler dwarf team, so therefore I get 4
Maybe.
Troll Slayers instead of the option to take the Blitzers or something. I don't know.
Maybe they bring back the cool factor.
We have to say this is just us thinking out loud. About an hour and a half after I saw this in like my hungover stupor of coming out of actually like 9 hours of good sleep. So we don't know anything. I know you don't believe us. We don't know anything. We know what's in this article. So
next.
Okay.
It comes in an all-new box set loaded with everything you need to play, including two new teams, a hardback rulebook, dice, accessories, and a pitch.
Okay.
We can just go on. It shows a picture.
I just hope the box, from a product standpoint, is those kind of thick, hard boxes instead of these thin ones they've been giving us with Kill Team over the last 2 years. So
it's probably
going to go to a crappy box. I'm just warning everybody.
No, that would suck. It is third edition, so that's cool. Not season three or whatever. Third season edition, excuse me.
Oh, yeah, it says third season edition on it, yes.
Let's start with the team. Okay, what?
In this little picture, it does show two models. And while I like the Bretonian models, I think, like, I don't know, the little deer heads on top of them. I guess we can talk about models
later. Okay, models. Let's start with the teams. The Brion Barons from Fair Bretonia take on the Nekahara Nightmares, the truest veterans of the sport, in an old world rematch with remarkably different vibe.
Keep going.
The Bretonians are totally new to the tabletop. Dauntless knights with a haughty attitude and high armor, attended by scrappy squires looking for a brawl. Peasants need not apply. So, that specifically says brand new team. This is not the Bretonians of before. This is not nobility. We've got high armor and probably fend on the knights because they don't want to be touched. And scrappy squires looking for a brawl. So that means brawler, probably.
Probably
or brawler, wrestle. Yeah. And then peasants need not apply. So no peasants. Does that mean there's just two types of players? That's all it mentions.
Well,
I guess we can look at the models later on to see if it gives us some clue.
Okay.
The Tomb Kings, meanwhile, are back from the dead with a familiar roster. They've been playing for thousands of years, after all, in which all four positionals return almost exactly as you remember them. So this gives credence to the thought that they're not messing with this team. Why would they be messing with every other team?
Correct.
Now, there are some new rules or whatever, but we'll get to that. Alongside the teams, the new season box contains everything else you need to start playing. A sturdy double-sided board and dugouts, two sets of dice, quick reference sheets, and a chunky hardback rulebook, including rejiggered rosters for every team in the game. So there, every single roster is changed.
And before people freak out, I don't want to be the 51-year-old guy who's going, this is not the same game I played when I got it in ninth grade.
I mean, it's explicitly not, yeah.
That statement could be for the great stuff, right? We have so many, like, rules errors and things that they've, like, removed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe the Snotlings, all this could mean is, like, officially printed in the book, the Snotlings on like Underworld doesn't have what was that ability called, low cost lineman or whatever it was that you could sneak him out. They could have just officially removed it out of the printed text. That roster's already changed from where it was printed in the past.
So let's look at the last team created, though, Chaos Dwarves. If they are explicitly stating that they are changing every roster, what are they changing on Chaos Dwarves? Because they just came out. Now, maybe they are removing passing completely. Because that would change every roster. It does say rejiggered, though. Or rejigged. So, they could
You're saying the passing stat alone might change?
Could. They could just be changing costs instead of...
That's what I thought, too. If they just... Let's just say they said, man, we took away too much from Castors in your example. We're going to take our rerolls down to 65 instead of 70. Let's just use that for an example. All of a sudden, that roster changes, right?
Yeah.
So, therefore, that very well could happen. So, I say, people, let's relax until we know more, for real.
Everybody can come up with 1,000 ideas of what this means, but until we see it, we have no idea what this means.
And I really think you might just see, like, oh, they didn't change much at all to this team. And then other teams, you're going to see, like, oh, they changed this and then this.
Yeah.
I don't know if it necessarily means you're going to get a brand new dwarf box set.
No.
I mean, you could. It very well could be, right? But I just don't know. And I'm not freaking out over it yet.
They bring everything down to 7 players instead of 11.
It's all Blood Bowl 7s.
There's a plastic sprue containing the usual range ruler and scatter templates, and a new one which includes a clever ball marker for your players to stand on, and some new status markers to indicate who's prone, stunned, blitzing, and so forth. So now, if you don't want to lay your lovingly painted players on the pitch, you don't have to. But you still can if you like.
Okay.
Nope, nope, nope. Already seen people complaining about that.
Yeah, I definitely... Okay, up until this year, I haven't played anybody that... You know, maybe they were like, I'd rather you not touch my models. They're dainty. I worked really hard on them. I'll lay them down. This year, I played people who just don't lay down models at all.
Yeah, and we have changed our rules to reflect the fact that you have to lay your models down, or you remove them from the pitch and put a marker down. That's it.
Correct. Just because it is, I'm just telling you right now, if people start using this as a way to maybe kind of like, kind of trick people into like, oh, it's kind of confusing, figure it out. I'm probably going to adapt to the same strategy.
No.
I don't want to be that guy, but
well, again,
I don't know. Maybe I probably won't.
Based on suggestions from Extreme, you know, and he added it to his rule pack. All of our rules from now on will carry that disclaimer that you either lay down your models or you completely remove them from the pitch and put a marker down. Because I'm not dealing with you not putting guys down because it's just going to be confusing. And well, I get it. Sometimes you have giant figures or you do have an extremely well-painted team. Bring different figures.
Yeah.
Then we got photos.
I mean, I don't take my super nice, super valuable comic books.
Yeah.
And you know, take
let
them
people
to
read
work.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah, and loan them out. So I get it. So, anyways, yeah, nothing here. There is a picture of the field, and I'm sure, like everybody else, you squinted in and counted the squares. Because remember, the rumor was that the field was going to be longer. So
that is mentioned later, but we got pictures of the Bretonians, and it does look like they got throwers. Knights and just
this
your
like
squires.
Huh? This like a, you think this is a squire? This like, is it a nun lady or is it a guy?
Someone
the
mentioned
one with
a
the
woman.
Flat hat.
Oh, yeah, I guess that is a woman.
It kind of looks like it could be a woman.
I'm fine with that.
No, I think it's, look, I have daughters, so I'd like them to see, you know, diversity on the field. I like the thrower. I like the, look, the models.
They look awesome.
They look awesome. I don't care what anybody says or they say the things of, I don't support GW because I don't like them. They make great models. Now, some of them are a bitch to put together. Yes. I do not like their the resin stuff. It's tedious to put together. But, man, they make some really good models. And then they present them in a way that you're never, at least I'm never going to make them look this good, but.
Yeah.
I sure want to. I like how the thrower looks like he's going to throw a big, giant freaking Hail Mary. And I wonder if he has Hail Mary, because that's exactly what it looks like he's doing.
Both do, actually, yeah. This is definitely a team that
I didn't see all these. Hold on. I didn't scroll through here. Oh, this is cool.
There's two females with the flat heads, it looks like. And with the antlers and stuff on the helmets, that is indicative of what Bretonian teams typically do, from what I've seen.
Oh, okay.
So I'm cool with that.
I'm going by, like, movie nights.
And this is 100% a team that I would like to get professionally painted in yellow and black instead of red and black, just like this, to go with my Campbell crest. Because that's how I have my current Bretonian team painted. And that would just be kind of neat to have them backed up.
it's interesting that they're still going to give you some little balls on the sprue,
mm-hmm.
but clearly, and again, I'm going to show, like, I like the little balls that are on the, like, kind of like the circle hooks that Tom did for Impact.
Oh, yeah.
I like those models. Now, I know everybody is switching over to this, like, underneath there's this token that shows who has the ball, and I agree it's probably clearer.
And now that now that they're doing it, I'm sure it'll catch on even more. So, but we'll get to that.
So I have to adapt to that myself. It's still cool. It's better than the little round ball just barely hanging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the clip-on balls were one thing. The little round balls just fell off all the time. So,
the Bretonnian team is a classic high-risk, high-reward team with powerful abilities. Two Grail Knights are the key players, hard-hitting blitzers with a new skill. If they're ever about to be knocked down, steady footing lets them keep their footing and stay standing on a roll of six. Okay. Before anyone freaks out, there's no way this is on a PAL. And if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. But I'm sure this is just, instead of dodge with the dodge PAL, if you roll a dodge PAL and they have steady footing, they get a chance to stay up if they get a six.
So in the past, if you're close to me, I used to joke that if you, the next level up was having a skill that you needed, like super blotch. So I had to throw two dice uphill and both of them had to be a PAL is the only way you could knock down this player. This theoretically could be pretty close. I mean, this, I hope you're right. Cause I did not think about it from that angle. I just thought, dang, this is,
that would be my guess. And if it's, because if it's, you can't mess with sixes and ones. And a skull is a one and a POW is a six. They should always succeed. They should always fail. And if it's on the dodge POW, if you have dodge, you stay standing. If you have steady footing, if you roll a six, you stay standing. That's fine. That's going to fail most of the time.
I mean, you're, in your theory on everything, that makes actually more like sense fluff-wise, the way it talks, steady footing, the dodge star, blah, blah, blah. So,
and if somehow it is on a PAL, then they better not let you take it with dodge. But we'll see.
We'll see.
They are backed up by two knight throwers and two knight catchers. I guess we could have just waited for this to see what positions there are.
Oh, that explains the guys running the ball. Okay, the knight catchers.
Capable players who pair pass and catch, respectively, with nerves of steel. There's no big guy, but Dauntless takes care of that. Finally, squires bring wrestle and a can-do attitude to the party.
Oh, well, there you go.
I must have missed this whole paragraph when I read it the first two times. So there's the team.
Well, I thought, I remember them saying something about wrestle and squires, but I thought maybe in my medicated stupor this morning that I misread it, because when you talked about the squires above, I was like, oh, never mind.
So that's interesting if both the catchers and the passers have nerves of steel, because that's powerful.
that is really powerful for sure. I'm curious if all the knights get dauntless. Like the runners? I mean, that would be different. I don't know if it's too powerful, but like, let's say the catchers, the throwers, and the knights all have dauntless. That could be a big deal.
I don't know what the dauntless... I mean, I don't... Well, yeah, if they all had dauntless, that'd be weird, but I can't imagine. But who knows?
Well, without big guys, I wonder if the only two knight, the Grail Knights, have four strength.
That's possible. But they could just have dauntless instead.
You know, it's kind of good not knowing anything, because we can speculate without acting like, oh, we can't give out too much away.
Very true. and then we got photos of the Khemri. And
yeah, let's go through them.
They look awesome.
I was wondering, like, if we ever got Khemri, like, are they going to make them really spindly, like, thin skeletons? And they did a good job making them kind of thick.
Yeah, they are skeletons, but they do have enough to keep them from breaking apart.
So we definitely have the throwers. I see the, more linemen. What is the blitzer model, Steve?
The ones with the headdress that looks like they're blitzing forward.
I see what you're saying.
This is the first one, the Tomb Guardians. Yeah,
dude, they have a hairless cat holding a ball.
I was just going to say they have a cat. They have a skeleton cat with a ball.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
best player in the game. Then we got the Tomb Kings will be familiar to seasoned coaches. A reliably bashy team with up to 4 Strength 5 2 Guardians with Brawler, backed up by 2 Blitzers, 2 Throwers, and suitably durable Skeleton Linemen. The big guys are tough, but Decay will still get them in the end, and those ancient skeletons retain their thick skulls.
So I bet we're getting Tomb Guardians a little bit more expensive because of Brawler, or maybe not?
I hope so. I don't know, but Brawler is a nice addition, that's for sure. And Thick Skull and Skeletons has always been good.
Okay.
They still have a lower agility stat than most, but this minor downside is less of an issue these days with the Secure the Ball action, which we explain below.
Yeah, immediately. And I've already had people texting me about this. So it's like, yeah. I don't know.
We'll
I
get
don't
there.
Know. I've never heard this, and I don't know how it works in the books.
We'll get there. Speaking of rules, they've been lovingly reviewed, curated, and revised for the 3rd season, and that's cause for celebration. The core game is exactly the same. The pitch hasn't magically grown any new squares, there are no new stats, and everything should be very familiar.
So there's your passing stat will still be there.
Well, doesn't necessarily say that. It says there's no new stats.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I would imagine I do like the passing still being there, so I'm not saying they should get rid of it. It has all been exhaustively rewritten for clarity. Terminology is familiar, but consistent. There's never any confusion between players, your managers, and coaches, yourself, or declaring and performing actions. All of this has been done to make the playing experience as smooth as possible, without losing any of the depth or the magic of the Blood Bowl. The kickoff table has been improved, no more officious refs. Wildly inaccurate passes no longer apply, and you can even now earn star player points from throwing your teammates and being thrown. There's even a new keyword system that makes it much easier to standardize interactions.
Interesting.
Wildly inaccurate is gone. Thank Nuffle.
Yeah, I'm very interested to what does that mean? The fact that they said every roster has been remade, I'm praying that they give everybody, even if it's crappy, a pass stat.
Same. Except for peoples with no hands.
Well, the no hands is one.
Right,
thing.
Exactly.
And I am fine if you want to say, let's just, for example, say, oh, well, Tomb Guardians shouldn't pass. We're going to get, or zombies may be a better effect.
Yeah.
Zombies shouldn't pass, so we're going to give all of them the no hand skill just to represent this. But you took away for however many years, the most exciting play ever is the Croxagore that has to go into his zone, pick up the ball, throw a long pass, and you need a bunch of sixes to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been burnt by it way more times than I've been on the good side of it, but it still needed to be in there.
So that is awesome. No more officious refs, I'm good with.
It's weird that I didn't realize that bugged so many people.
Well, it's losing a player immediately. That's why they got rid of... Well,
trust me, I understand why.
I mean, they're not dead, but they're still removed from the game. And you should not immediately lose a player.
Trust me, I know. Last tournament. Happened in the first game. I was already down players before the ball hit the ground.
And then the keywords and rewriting stuff. Hopefully that just makes everything clearer. I'm sure it will.
I really hope they had some good playtesters on here because I do not want a giant FAQ immediately. But we have some other interesting things. I'll let you continue.
There are very few major changes, but the aforementioned secure the ball action is one. This works a bit like a blitz or a pass. That it's a once per turn action that lets you gather the ball on a 2+ and then ends your turn. There are caveats, of course. You can't take the action if there's a standing opponent within 2 spaces, while big guys and certain other powerful players aren't able to perform it at all. But this innovation definitely mitigates the frustration of low agility teams who sometimes struggle to get the ball in hand. So I'm going to throw it out there that I also assume that you'll get the negative one in rain, just like normal. But this is interesting. I don't hate it.
I want to not like it.
Yeah.
But I also want to see and read it before I just create random BS in my head.
From a fluff standpoint, if the ball's in the background or backfield and you've got nobody near you, you should only fail to pick it up extremely rarely, no matter who you are. I mean, skeleton, goblin, elf, doesn't matter. If you've got nobody near you, and you can still pick it up normal if you want. You've got sure hands on a throw raw, and it's one away from you. Yeah, go ahead and pick it up. But now, if you got to go for it once to pick up the ball, if it's your last move, why not use this action and get it? You know, and now Hail Mary pass to punt it down the pitch, and it's not near anybody. You sneak your guy away and you pick up the ball. You can use this, but it ends your turn. So I think the ending the turn mitigates possible abuse. So I like it. But we'll actually have to see how it works out.
Definitely have to see how it works out. I also thought, like, I do think it is for every team. I mean, at first I thought, maybe this is just a special skill for just the Khemri or something like that.
And I assume you can't have strength 5 or 4 or something or be a star player.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm going to benefit from this as much as I'm going to hate it because, you know how Blood Bowl is. Somebody goes back there and, for 3 turns, I couldn't pick up the ball, and you get lucky. So we might see less and less of that, but we'll see.
Then we have a photo of status markers and such. We've got...
Yeah, what is the little thing?
The little ball thing? Yeah, I don't know.
It looks like it's half faded.
I don't know what that is. Maybe that's an indication that you used your secure the ball action.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe.
But we got a rooted, eye gouge, chomped, stunned, distracted, dodgy snack... I want to say doggy snack every time. Prone, blitz. What was that? Thrown player? Yeah. The possession token.
So these are built where they're kind of on a curve. So therefore you could slide them right up next to your little player.
And status markers come in a fetching shade of metallic gray. But if you'd like to paint them, these are the colors suggested in the rulebook. So they have colors suggested in the rulebook for these. That's pretty cool.
They're going to be on a sprue then.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
It would be nice if you could.
I guess I didn't read that earlier.
I would like them to sell these separately. They probably won't. But, and honestly, most of these you don't need more than one. So it doesn't make any sense. But I like them. I typically have my own stuff to denote this. But if they're small and I can take them with me. Cool. And there are some statuses that we have not talked about that are new, so we'll get to that. Status markers are another innovation that just make the game smoother. Previously, it was actually quite hard to tell whether a player was prone or stunned.
Not really, but okay.
Yeah. Or whether they'd already taken their turn.
Not really.
For new people, maybe. Many people laid them face up or face down or turned them around to indicate activation. But with bases getting bigger, it all became quite confusing. The status markers change all that, and you can now clearly mark every blitz, knockdown, and more. So I wonder if we get a whole bunch of some of these, since they said that.
Oh, yeah, you know... In standard GW style, my thinking is the box probably comes with 12 players. Mm-hmm. So you only get enough for 12.
Well, 24.
But you only have 11 guys in the pitch. So that makes sense. So
now I don't know. I have made very clear that I do love my stunned markers that I've been using. They are awesome. They make the game so much better. I don't have to roll my guy over or remember if he's rolled over. So having a whole bunch of stunned ones, awesome. However, you should still lay the damn thing down. And as we mentioned, we're not allowing that at our tournaments. You either lay them down.
I'm still convinced that people that leave their models up are kind of like secretly hoping it confuses you.
Absolutely.
And helps them out.
And the fact that they have prone ones, not needed. Now, again, if you have a big guy, you could theoretically, but again, remove the model, put that there, and then you know what status they have.
Yeah, I've seen people like have an extra base with a number on it, and then just remove that.
All kinds of stuff.
Number 14 here is knocked down. Okay.
Most of these status effects should be familiar, but some are new. Distracted is now the catch-all term for players who are standing but have lost their tackle zones, including boneheaded ogres or players hypnotized by vampires. Chomped is inflicted by the revamped Monstrous Mouth skill, while the new Eye Gouge skill prevents a player from offering assists. Dodgy Snack is the result of a kickoff event. So let's take it one by one. Distracted. So now, when you lose tackle zones, there's a term for it. You are distracted. I like that.
This probably encompasses everything. Like, oh, I'm going to block your troll. I know he's boneheaded. Or
I failed my savage animal savagery. I'm distracted.
Correct.
And make so, it like, a catch-all term. He wouldn't be distracted because he keeps his tackle zones, I guess.
Yeah, he keeps his tackle zones. But like an ogre with block, I guess, I'm assuming, since they lumped in vampires and bonehead, can't use his block skill when you hit him.
You know, right.
Oh, I have block. You don't because you're boneheaded.
So that
you don't because you're hypnotized.
That will be laid out more explicitly, and I think that's a good thing. Chomped is inflicted by the revamped Monstrous Mouth skill. So
I'm just assuming this is a mutation that works like stab.
It's a status effect, though.
Mm.
So if you've been chomped, maybe your armor is -1 until the drive ends.
I don't know. Maybe you're stuck to that guy, so if he moves,
I thought that
you follow
too.
Up.
But then you'd have to keep him with... I don't know. And then Eye Gouge. So, keeps you from offering assists. Who would have that? Or is that just something that you can do to a guy now?
This is... My first thought was like...
It does say skill. Eye Gouge skill, though. Sorry.
Prints a player from the new Eye Gouge skill. But it's an action token. So I thought it was like a token
effect
that I could go, maybe, okay.
So if I have the Eye Gouge skill, so like maybe a goblin will have that. You know, you can go up to the guy and you roll an agility test and I can stab you in the eye and then you can't assist until your next turn.
So let's just act like we get a goblin positional besides lineman that's just called Goblin
Gouger.
Ruffian.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you can have two of these guys that come with the skill. All suddenly, that roster's changed.
Yeah,
you know that's the example of. Again, I'm trying not to look at this and cry about our games going away because it doesn't look like it is from the surface. Now I'm gonna bitch and moan about something.
And then we got Dodgy Snack, which is the result of kickoff event. I don't know, but we shall see. Any ideas, thoughts, guesses?
Not at all. Unless that ball is supposed to be like a little, like a squig or something instead of a ball in that little token. And
he comes
on the field and runs around. I don't know.
But
that
status
could be a
effect.
Beetle, Steve.
So it's like somebody on your team gets Dodgy Snack.
Oh, he could be like,
they ate a Dodgy Snack. So therefore they get -1 to God. Okay.
Or
here's my guess.
They eat a snack and get the skill dodge.
Nope. No, of course not.
No.
You ate a dodgy snack before you go on the pitch.
Oh, yeah, the shits.
So after every turn or every activation, if you roll a 1, you have to leave the pitch to go take a shit. So you're not immediately called out by the officious ref, but at some point during the game, you might leave.
Oh, God.
I don't hate that.
We will.
Yes.
If that's the case.
But it's better than being gone completely. So this picture, though, that is a cool-looking stadium.
Oh, yeah. Nice stadium.
Anything in the background that we see interesting?
I blew it up to see, and I did not see anything that could be a hint of something else.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Now, I could be wrong. Somebody else could tell me, like, well, what you didn't notice here is, and I didn't notice, so.
The new season will be released later in the year, alongside two Spike journals for the new teams, as well as new boards, dice, and cards. We'll touch on the rest of the rules changes in a comprehensive article soon, including the new skills.
So what this tells me is you're going to get a box set. You're going to get the Kimmery, you're going to get the Bretonians, and at first I read this as, cool, they're putting two spikes inside the box. And then I reread it, and I was like, oh, they're giving us a chance to buy two Spike magazines outside the box.
I'm glad.
Along with a Bretonian stadium outside the box and a Kimmery stadium outside the box and their own dice and cards. Is that how you read it?
Absolutely.
Or do you read it?
No, that's 100% correct. And I like that because now the pitch and the dice in the box are not tied to the teams. They are just generic, which they were before, but whatever. And now we get to fully expand on the teams in the spikes, so that's cool. But also, maybe it makes the rulebook smaller, because now the rulebook doesn't have to have the fluff of the two teams in there. It can just be explicitly rules and rosters and be smaller, so it's easier to carry, quicker to flip through, and stuff like that.
Correct.
It does state that they do not sell the rule book separately, which I don't like, but whatever. And no, we haven't forgotten the High Elves. There will be PDF rules available at launch for coaches with the classic team in their collection, but this will all be updated in due course. So that team will not be in the rule book. It will again be a PDF, which is fine. But hopefully the next team they put out is High Elves. We're down to one. There's just one left.
No, we're down to like Slaan and...
Well, Slaan was never official.
Demons of Khorne.
Never official.
Steve, what about the apes?
Never official. Never will be official.
Well, let's just hold on to this forever because it was in an old edition like, you know, 20 years ago.
No werewolf team. No troglodytes.
I know.
So... this gets us, and that's the end of the article, this gets us to where there's only one more team of legend outstanding, and they do explicitly mention them, so it will be at least the next release or the second one, maybe.
I don't even know if that for sure.
Who knows?
I had a few people that I was talking to said, well, see, they've never done PDF rules for these before, and I was like, yeah, they have.
Yeah, they did. For the lead teams of legend, sure. Every
right,
time.
Right, right. We're so used to looking at them online that,
yeah,
you know, we don't download the PDF document. So
yeah, ever but since yes, 2016.
It really is just saying there's one more team of legend left. That's all it is saying.
But it at least, this article taken as a whole does a couple of things that is interesting because it does speak a little bit more to the community because it talks about, no, the pitch has not magically grown any new squares. So that means that they heard the rumors.
They either heard the rumors on Facebook, through other podcasts, through our podcast, yeah, just through people talking, maybe people sending them emails going, I'm never going to buy your product again if you make the field bigger.
And they also heard about people complaining about not having the High Elves in this.
Correct.
GW never does that. They never go out of their way to address issues that people might have with it. So that's something.
Well, I hope I wouldn't mind this coming out. I wish this kind of came out like 2 years from now, but at the same time, it's fine. Cause I was trying to play all the teams under the 2020 rules.
Yeah.
And I'm now not going to get to that. So I've already thought this morning, like, just give up. Just play what you want to play. It doesn't matter. Stop trying to play all the races again for the second time. I don't know if I'll do that because I just I'm never going to play the same race like four tournaments in a row. It's just never going to happen. But with all that being said, again, when I first read this, I felt hungover and everything. And I was just like, is this real? Is this not real? Then I went into the like nerd of like, oh, they're going to change my game to it quickly, because I still only been up for less than 2 hours, to a positive thing. So before I'm not going to complain anything except about the year. It was a good time to update the year to make it 500 years from where we're at now. Besides that, let's see where it goes.
I think the year is consistent because they kind of play into the fact for 20 years they didn't handle anything. But
okay, that's a fair way to kind of look at it.
My only concern, I don't see anything here I hate. New skills and stuff, we have to accept that. We complained about some stuff before. It didn't turn out to be that big of a deal, except besides the passing. And thankfully, they've gotten rid of that, the wildly inaccurate. My only real concern is they are changing every roster. We don't know what that means, so can't be too concerned yet. But if the rumors are correct from the person and they are getting rid of every combined race, I don't love that because I'd rather they stay around. But if they completely go away, what's the NAF do? Do they allow them?
Let's talk about what teams are you specifically talking about. Are you talking about
New OWA? Chaos Renegades,
Chaos Renegades, which is your,
because that was the old pact.
Your old pact team. You're talking about the good guy pact team, the old World Alliance, and then who else are you talking about? Underworld.
Underworld. Yeah, that was the other one.
Okay, so this is just speculation. Underworld's been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really feel like they're going to go away.
But do they go away for now and they get reintroduced? That would be the guess.
That is possible. And I am also fearful that there's going to be so many changes because they want to, I mean, they're a business, right? Let's not kid ourselves. Will there be a new dwarf team that has new dwarf positionals? There'll be dwarf catchers now and dwarf throwers, and runners are going to go away, and there's no longer going to be troll slayers. They're going to be dwarf hunters, let's say. Could that happen? Yeah, it could, because they really like you to buy another set of models so they can make money and keep doing this.
But it doesn't make any sense to do it now, because let's say they do completely change up that dwarf team. They're not going to make any money off that until they put out a new box set. And when they do put out a new box set, now the third party has redone this dwarf team ad nauseum, so they have to change it again.
That's where I was going to go with it. If you go into these books and the rosters have really, really changed dramatically, it gives every third party team a chance to get people's monies before GW's
mm-hmm, money. Exactly.
So I really think what they mean by that is you might see, oh, this goblin now has eye gouge. This Chaos Dwarf team, them and Nurgle, their rerolls are a little high. They're going to go down to 65K instead of 70K. Oh, vampires, they might be a little low, so we're going to put their rerolls up to 65K instead of 60K.
I have.
And then some other team, they might just change a positional for sure. They might rename it even. I mean, the Dwarf Runner could easily be called the Dwarf Passer. The dwarf throwers, and he comes with the pass skill instead of sure hands.
So
then all of a sudden at tournaments, it's harder to play because you go, do I want sure hands or do I want block on him?
Yeah, that all makes sense. So I have a different idea, and I have really no reason to think that this is going to be what it is. But if they're rejiggering every roster and they're trying to make it easier for new people to understand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying a Amazon lineman or linewoman is 50K, why not just make them 50?
Oh, it's just remove. The K on there.
Yeah, it's 50 gold pieces instead of 50,000 gold pieces.
No, that could be simple too.
It could be as simple as that. They're just making a small tweak to everything just to make it easier for people. I don't think that's the case, but we won't know until we know.
Right. I'm really happy that they're giving us two Spike magazines. Again, I thought they were in the box, so I thought this box was going to be $300 with all this stuff. And then after it was all said and done, it's like, no, it's going to cost you $350 to get all this stuff. But it's not all in the same box. So
yeah, I don't want to get into the topic of price because that's going to deal with all the BS of tariffs and bullshit.
Oh, yeah. It might be really bad for us here.
There does not appear to be any new, like I said, there's no stars, there's no referees, so it is just the two teams in the box, which is disappointing, but that probably means we get Ramtut in Forge World or something.
We'll probably get Ramtut. Who could be on the Bretonnian roster that we don't have?
Lucky Luke.
No, Lucky Luke's not going to play. No unicorn's going to go play for guys wearing deers on their head.
Well, unicorns are pretty evil, so they don't care about deers. I don't know, like the Black Knight or something.
I mean,
Sir Arthur or I was thinking, Lancelot.
I was thinking you could bring back some of the old Reclan Reaver star players, because of course my brain goes to second edition. You could bring Jacob von Altidorf or somebody like that.
That'd
back
be cool.
as a star, but they might just make somebody else brand new, which is perfectly fine.
Yeah. And they would have to. I mean, if they all need multiple star players, I mean, we'll see.
So yeah, it's, I do like the models.
I think the models are awesome.
Here's what I'm, so everybody who is on Team Scott Prime, I'm looking one, looks like two. It looks like the Bretonnians. You only had to deal with the two Grail Knights on 1 foot. So maybe they're listening a little bit. And it looks like none of the Kimri are on 1 feet. 1 foot.
That's good.
So
a couple of the knights are, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think those are the Grail Knights.
Yeah.
The other ones look like they're tippy-toeing, so they might be on 1 foot.
Look like they have very long toes.
Pointy shoes, yep. So
you got those sabatons on.
This is kind of pretty cool to wake up to. I'm not gonna lie, I wish we had the book and we already kind of knew some stuff. But so
I'm glad we don't, because as you said, we would be tempted to be like, oh, I guess this oddly specific thing.
I just want to know what all the roster changes are.
Of course.
You know, like I already have a Kimri team, but looking at this one in the couple hours I've been up, I've already been like, you know what? Even if they don't change anything, I don't need a new Kimri team, but I like this one better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like
I can't say better. I love the throw raws being, and the throw raws and the blitz raws being god based. So you know,
I agree with that. With the like alligator heads, I that part I do agree with, but I do like the bodies. You got to remember, your Kimri team has all the little, like, breech cloths and stuff on there. The guy who made mine, he didn't want to put the extra, like, shoulder pads and stuff like
that.
I just have skeletons.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't blame him. I know it was hell to put together, and he did a good job.
And trust me, I would rather play with the new ones painted than my old ones, because I don't want them breaking, because I'm never putting them together again.
I guess if you wanted to be like a Nikki ticky-tack kind of, I do wish we had the thrower still had the like eagle heads and the alligator heads for the blitz raws. But I mean, it's really ticky-tack or whatever.
Yeah.
Because that did distinguish them out as like skeleton guys. I do like all the skeleton linemen a lot, though. I think they look really, really cool. And the, Now, are we seeing four Tomb Guardians? So do you not get a full set with your...
You probably get two sprues. So two Tomb Guardians on each one.
Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah, if, so each sprue will have two Tomb Guardians, one...
I was scanning through these, and I was just making sure I saw four.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, surely they're going to give you all the positional... Well, no, not necessarily. Never mind.
I think they're good enough that they're putting 12 in the box, so...
So we've been awake long enough to process that I do... If this, to me, feels very much... You know, before it was always humans, orcs. The second season gave us black orcs and kind of humans with the nobility.
Mm-hmm.
This feels very similar to that last release.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if they're given all the Tomb Guardians. And they have five strength, but they have brawler. Because that's what they did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Teams didn't have a lot of block to begin with. So, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
Looks like... The picture's so tiny. It looks like we get black block dice in the box set and white ones. Is that what that looks like to you? It's so tiny.
It is super tiny, so I didn't even bother looking. Let me look real quick and
it could be
see how much I can blow it up.
A little off yellow.
Oh, it looks like bone white. And it looks like bone white and
then black and red, yeah.
I do like that. Because the black and red is what the team uses.
Yeah.
I could probably fill the black in with yellow. That'd be cool.
So
might need to buy an extra set of dice.
I still don't think we get this till November, December area.
I don't know.
That's also a little wish because, you know, money.
Yeah.
But pretty cool. And I hope we're still in their good graces to get the preview copies. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I'm cool with it. I'll be happy to see it when it comes out. And
Do you think it's $200 box set?
It'll have to be at this point, I think. Sadly.
Yeah, I think so, too. I guess I'm hoping that it's only $200. How about that?
Yeah. And again, we will see with everything that's going on.
Don't care about the cards, but... No. Now, that is one thing I will say. If this is supposed to be an introduction box, the cards probably should have been in the initial box.
At least the player cards, yeah.
Or what they did like in second edition where they had like a little cardboard cutout thing mm-hmm. that had everybody's little stats on there so you could lay it out next to you. I guess they're figuring like most people really deep down don't buy a box set trying to like, I'm going to learn Blood Bowl.
I'm sure it doesn't cost them anything at this point because they've made enough of it, but I don't need the range ruler at all. Just print it in the box and we'll go from that.
Yeah.
But it's still for interceptions, I get it.
Right.
Other than that, I think it's enough. We good with it?
Yeah, I mean, we could just keep... I mean, everything we're saying is speculation. Yeah. So we were wrong. The leaker on who said the teams was right.
He was wrong about the extra square. So
was wrong about the extra square unless we pull out this pitch and find out it's actually like a longer board.
It did explicitly state it's not any bigger, though. So,
well,
and you can see the figures on it. They don't appear to be any bigger.
And thank God I'm not a betting man because I would have lost a finger. I'd had 9 fingers today.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know what else to speculate on. We've said enough. So, unplanned episode. this should get to you late Monday night.
This is our September episode. So screw you.
Yeah. Enjoy it. Yeah. We don't have to even do a September episode now. We can take 30 days off now.
So shout outs real quick.
Yeah. If you got any,
you want to do the shout out thingy?
Oh yeah. Hold on.
Don't have to.
Yeah. There's nobody in the house. I can do it now. Ooh. Ready? Shout outs!
Mainly just some tournaments coming up. I did mention, we got Spike coming up. We got Moon Webster wanted us to shout out SoCal Scramble, September 20th. I'm sure Tucson Monsoon's coming up. I forget the other ones that I mentioned. Let me go back on the
I have one coming up in
Artillery Bowl coming up.
Oh yeah, do you have the date for that?
Nope. Sapphire's Cup in Idaho, September 26th, 27th. Wyoming is coming up on the 13th. Sin City LVO is first weekend of October. I will not be going to that this time, so if you were going to see me there, too bad, unless you would like to put me up for free and get me to and from the airport, and even then, probably not, because I don't really feel like traveling.
Ooh, you're traveled out. If you're in the SCARS area.
Artillery Bowl 2 is Lawton, 11th of October.
Yeah, so by the time this comes out, there's still time for signing up for the Gold Rush Tournament. I believe that's down in the Houston area on September 6th. Matador Melee is over in Lubbock on September 20th. I plan on being there, hopefully.
Nice.
I was going to play a certain team just to knock off all these teams, but this might change everything. Then we have Artillery Bowl on October 11th down in Lawton, Oklahoma, run by Mark Miner, and I believe Mark Berg is helping him out. And then there's Bugman's Bowl October 25th. So that gives us through that. Couple of podcasts ago, I mentioned doing a tournament during Chaos Cup weekend for charity at a con. That con has since, their prices, I guess when I saw it was $30 pass to get in for the day, that was like early bird specials. It's now $50 a day.
Ew.
There's no way Blood Bowlers are going to pay $50 to go to a con. They don't, you know, they don't care for just to play Blood Bowl for charity. So I've already talked to the lady who was running that. She said we had the Warhammer people also said that that's not feasible. I told her I'd gladly still run a charity tournament and give all the proceeds to her if needed. Because I don't mind godly.
Just blowing up over there.
Well, I was supposed to pick up my daughter at noon, to be fair, and it's 12:30. So, so she's freaking out. But yeah, we're almost wrapped this up, and we're doing this raw. So, anyways, I talked to the lady who's organizing all the gaming stuff. She gets it. She has a big meeting with everybody else in the posse to see if maybe they can give discounted rates so Blood Bowlers can walk in, play Blood Bowl, and leave. We don't know. So I was going to do it Chaos Cup weekend. It might move to the weekend after Chaos Cup, and I still might run it for the, like, Children's Charity Oklahoma Hospital thing or whatever. All so right.
More
that's still up in
come.
The air. Yeah, more details when I know more stuff. So anyways.
Well, let's get you out of here so you can go pick up your daughter so she stops freaking out.
Jeez. Well, she chose to go over to her mom. She can sit over there in that cesspool. No, I'm joking.
Jeez.
She shouldn't get too excited because we have a bunch of cleaning planned today on our day of Labor Day off. You know, I'm going to labor them up.
Yeah, I planned on just, you know, resting in bed and nope. Hey, Steve, look at this. Look at this. What do you think about this? What do you think about this?
Yeah, I just didn't. Yeah, this is not what we planned to do today. So anyways,
let's wrap it up then.
Hope everybody enjoys this, and we will when we find out more information, we'll let you know. Unless they give us an NDA and we find out information, then you won't know. So,
no, but as soon as we will let you know, we will let you know.
Yeah, as of right now, we can speculate just as much as everybody else. So anyways, you guys have a continued good holiday here in America and everywhere else. And everywhere else, pray for us.
Exactly. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
You can follow Both Down on Twitter at Both Down. You can follow Scott at Fat Finley, FatFinley, and Steve at Kilowog2814. If you want to know if your team name is Both Down approved, send a tweet to @BDApproved. If you'd like to email them, the email address is BothDownPodcasts@gmail.com. Or for more information, you can visit them at BothDown.com or at Facebook.com/BothDown.
Into the future. she will enter a world where machines rule the earth. Mankind has been driven underground. And Cleopatra is about to discover there's no place like home. In the year